Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop. On 93.7 The Ticket
and theticketfm.com. Is this thing on? Yeah. We're back at 93.7 The Ticket. I was getting hyped. Bob just played the good music.
I thought you were going to freestyle there.
Give it away now. All right, Bob. I'm running out of breath.
That's tough. It's tough to do any Busta Rhymes impressions. Those are, he's too quick with his raps. It is a rainy day outside. Some of my favorite weather, actually. Other than the fact, when you're a homeowner, you just kind of fight the rain with your gutters and you're going up against your house. I got to put mud up against my house before it starts snowing too much.
I don't know. I call rainy days PlayStation days.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So, nice. I did construction for about 6 years up here, and the snow days were my best days because I would wake up, look outside. Oh, no work today.
It's like a snow day with a kid.
Yeah, I'm like a kid. So I go play my game and have fun all day.
I guess you probably didn't have snow days when you were younger, did you?
Not in Georgia. We went. No snow days there.
Any sort of snow, if there was, they would cancel. Yeah,
shut down the whole city.
Yeah.
And plus, people down south don't know how to drive and that stuff. So it makes it's a day full of, accidents. And the best thing to do is down south is just stay in the house when you get these snow days like this.
Yeah. How about rain? They're fine with rain, though.
Oh, yeah. We get lots of rain. You know, we get bombarded with heat in the summer, and that's the weather you want to train in. Like when I was with Green Bay, I went back to Atlanta and I trained out and I worked out with a group of guys in the sun all day. So it was a great opportunity to really get back to the Georgia heat.
I did want to get to that question I was going to ask you before, because it seems to be a frustration among many Husker fans is that there doesn't seem to be much of an attempt to run outside for Nebraska. When we talk about the running game and it getting shut down, a lot of it's just kind of up the middle type of stuff. There's not too many pitches. I mean, they'll bring in Logan Smothers every three games and do an option or something like that, but there's just not too much running to the outside. And of course, sometimes you're pulling guards and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just wanted to ask you, do you think that's a tackle issue? Do you think that's a lack of a belief in pitching the ball? I can't really identify exactly why they don't think they have the speed to get out there. I'm not sure.
I don't, and it goes back to Whipple Ball. I don't know.
That's what he does a lot.
If he does that, if that's his type of offense, he likes to run it inside. But I know it's a lot. We have a lot of power backs, and I think we should do a lot of toss sweeps and outside counter runs and speed option it's a lot you can do. It's a lot you can do on the outside. I like to see more reverses with Trey.
Oh yeah.
I think we should just go for the home run hitter on the first play of the game and run a reverse with him and see how it goes, and see how much they committed to the run or to Trey, for somebody else to get an opportunity like that. But I would like to see us run more on the outside. I know Grant's a great runner, and I know Big Yance will probably drop his shoulder, and we don't know if Gabe Urban is back this week. So, you know, we'll wait till tomorrow for the press conference for that. But I would like to see us run more outside.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. But I think you're right, too, on the Trey Palmer kind of end-around thing. That was like a Xavier Betts special last year. It was like, okay, this guy can break him. Let's at least do it once or twice a game. I think you're going to start to have to do that with Trey Palmer, now that he's broken one, and that you're, the fact that your running game, you know, traditional running game, struggles. That'll be a chance to kind of break it open. I think that we'll see that, like I said, if not twice a game, at least once as we move forward. A couple of people off the text line also we're getting comments from YouTube wanting to bring back the fullback to Nebraska. I would love to see that in Big Ten. You know, that's kind of a traditional position that you could bring back. Maybe has lost its way as you get toward the coast or, you know, in different levels of football. But I would love to see the fullback brought back to Nebraska.
Yeah, me too. I would like, or at least a H-back, more like a tight end slash fullback. I know I would like to see, you know, Grant get out there with a lead blocker and you know, then maybe to run farther. But, you know, I think the key to Nebraska football has always been a fullback. So you take that away and then you're just a basic Nebraska football team. So, you know, I like the fullbacks. I know because we, you know, our former fullbacks was big, husky, dirty guys who know how to block, you know, who had that Frank Solich mentality like that. You know, I would like to see us get back to that more often.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Chase B off the text line says, T. Farley, how about I trade, I'll make a trade with you, something from my collection if I can get a signed 8x10 from you.
Oh, yeah. You bring the 8x10, and I got you.
There you go. And bring something for him to take home to his man cave as well. another question off 7754 from Starter Hammond text line. Since Mickey took over, do you think he's added some of his own plays on offense? Or do you think he's pretty much – Mickey.
I think he probably just let Whipple just have his effect. And, you know, I know he has more input with him now than he did before Scott, you know, now that Scott's done left. But I know he's really stressing the point that, you know, that we got to slow the ball down. And, you know, and this goes back all to the defensive play and offense. We can't let anybody whoop up on us early and be down. You know, that's good to be a team that fight back, but you know, if you got to fight all the way back like that, you're tired. I mean, you don't have enough for that last burst we need, and I think that was probably what happened in the Purdue game when we needed that big stop on defense. That these guys was tired. They've been on the field, you know, I mean, 101 plays.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was kind of, you know, I was hoping that quarterback was gonna, you know, that big guy, what's his name,
Aiden O'Connell for Purdue?
Yeah, when the big guy ran right past him.
Oh, Mockaby?
No, Sales. Our D tackle.
Oh, yeah, Ty Robinson.
Yeah, it was like a third and one, fourth and one.
Yeah,
and
big play.
You know, he got right by him. But, you know, we just got to – things like that just kill us. You know, we just got to play smart ball. You know, we sometimes at the beginning of the game it's good to slow it down and make them play at a slow pace.
Well, and that's, again, another thing that Illinois does well. It's just kind of fun to go through their stats. I know you don't buy into their stats too much. Their most impressive victory for what it's worth on the year. They've done a good job with the Big Ten West. They've beaten Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Those are their impressive victories. None of those teams, you know, Minnesota was ranked for a while. I suppose Wisconsin was too, and Iowa. I guess all those teams are ranked for a while, but they've kind of been, I don't want to say exposed, but, you know, we kind of see what they are now. But, again, I don't care who you're playing. These stats, and it does help. When you play Big Ten West offenses, sometimes it helps your numbers. But I love the numbers that they go through. Their third down defense, seventh nationally. They only allow it you to get across that to get the first down 27% of the time. And so that's obviously a difference for Nebraska, again, who has struggled to get off the field on third downs. They're 102nd nationally with almost 43% stop rate. So it seemed to be getting better until the Purdue game. And that's when, you know, that's why I like what you kind of said. Maybe give Bill Bush another week, prepare for similar types of teams. Purdue's kind of a wrinkle. Purdue kind of is different than a lot of these Big Ten West looks that you're going to get. Michigan might as well be the kind of the Big Ten West look that you're going to get. So now all similar type of styles heading into the bye week. You know, I think that the defense can prepare for that and kind of pass from week to week instead of having to change up what they need to do. So that will at least be beneficial for Nebraska. It was a quick segment. We didn't have too much time, but we are out of time now. But we're going to come back for the next hour. Got plenty still to talk about. The biggest surprise in college football this season, might it be Illinois? Maybe it's Tennessee. Maybe it's TCU, Syracuse. We'll talk about that. We'll also break down our picks from the week, talk about the college football weekend that was. How well did we do in our picks? I took some gambles that paid off. I hope I'm leading again. We'll see.
I hope I catch VJ.
Yeah, in the very least. We'll do that coming up next year on The Captain on 93.7 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.